A UC Berkeley study showed that entrepreneurs are significantly more likely to report a lifetime history of depression, ADHD, substance abuse, and bipolar disorder. Most of us founders start our companies with good intentions, to provide solutions, to disrupt the market, or to spend more time with family and friends. With all these plans for a better future, why are we struggling with a litany of physical and mental health issues? The answer? We've subconsciously slipped into a pit of deception. The more I work, the more productive my business will be. On the surface, this makes sense. Work hard, stay ahead. That's the enticing part, the reason we get tricked. But over time, a hard work ethic can lead entrepreneurs to believe one thing: more input, more output. Simple busyness can't be the secret ingredient to business success. A hamster on a wheel is awfully busy. So is a dog digging a hole. I can think of more than one entrepreneur who spends hours a day running errands, being interrupted by team members, processing emails. They're certainly busy all day, but there's not a lot getting done. Even efficiently staying busy isn't the answer. Most entrepreneurs are extremely efficient. They can eliminate task after task faster than anyone else. They can make the calls, send the emails, seal the deals. Overall, they can make it happen. But efficient busyness on the wrong task simply creates a faster streamline to Stuart's situation. When I met him, Stuart had convinced himself that hiring and training others required too much time, energy, and money. Tackling most tasks himself was easier, and to him, the most efficient way of ensuring things were done right. So he did everything. Why not? Stuart wasn't just the bookkeeper and accountant. He was also the chief engineer, the lead project manager, the head of fulfillment, the head of customer support, and his own personal assistant. His high standards and insane work ethic were undeniable, even admirable. But he was working 70-hour weeks during an average month and 100-hour weeks when duty called, which is why he had an anxiety attack half a block from Sleeping Beauty's castle. He didn't know how to reclaim his time and deposit it where it mattered most. The little-known secret to reaching the next stage of your business is spending your time on only the tasks that A, you excel at, B, you truly enjoy, and C, add the highest value, usually in the form of revenue, to your business. Likely, 2 to 3 tasks fit that description. Every other task you're handling is slowing your growth and sucking the life from you, and you should clear it from your calendar. Yes, someone else should be handling about 95% of your current work so you can get back to what matters. Alan Dibb, author of The One-Page Marketing Plan, said it like this: you can always get more money, but you can never get more time. So you need to ensure the stuff you spend your time on makes the biggest impact. If you're stuck in the grinding force of emails, phone calls, and putting out small fires, this probably sounds ridiculous. But stay with me. For just a minute, forget whether or not what I'm saying is possible, and instead, just consider how you'd feel if you were only executing what you're better at than anyone else, what you truly love, and what adds a crazy amount of value to your business. Chances are, you'd breathe a huge sigh of relief. Your mind would probably be clear. You'd probably be a better spouse, a better parent, and a better friend. Your employees would be happier because you'd come into work refreshed, steering the company towards bigger, better, and more inspirational goals, allowing each of them to flex their own professional muscles. Take my real estate friend, Keith. Keith was successful in his real estate company. No one in his area was as good at buying and selling homes as him. The problem? He was spending around 20 hours a week on calls, even at home. Finally, he solved the problem by hiring a salesperson on a commission-only basis, common for this situation, to field these calls. Keith's business grew, his wife was happier, and someone else made a commission. Now, Keith handles just 10 to 15% of the most important calls, and all that extra time, it goes to more valuable parts of his business and to his family.